So if you love your squash, it's returning to Muswellbrook in the not-too-distant future. Joining us to have a chat about it is Chris Augusto from the Muswellbrook Squash Club. How are you doing, Chris?
Very well, thank you. And how are you going?
Very well, thanks. You must be excited getting ever closer. 2022, you'll be back playing some squash right in Muswellbrook.
Yes, it's getting very exciting. We've been waiting for a long time. It's been 2013 since we last played in Muswellbrook. We've been playing at Denman until between now and then. But, yeah, we're looking forward to it, and so is all the squash community.
Have you had much interest from the local squash community getting involved?
Yes, there's a lot of players that have said that they'll come back to play once the courts open in town, as well as players in Scone that said that they'll come down and join us. Hmm. So a bit of cross-pollination there as well as some old-time players that'll join us from Denman again.
So will we see some competition up and running from the very beginning?
Yeah, look, we'll start with some social hits in all going well. If the courts open in the new year, we'll start social hits in January, and then we'll start grading at the start of February, and then we usually start comp the week after school goes back. So that gives everybody a chance to get back from holidays, get the kids at school, and then turn their attention to squash.
I'm a fan of playing squash. I've played it for years, but I've never actually been involved in playing competition. What's the difference between that and, you know, just having a social game?
Look, with a social game, you know, you turn up, you have to organise who you're going to play with and what time, and you might only play one or two players. But with competition, we grade all the players so that they play players of similar standard to themselves. And they're in a team, so the team might be four or five players per team. And that means that the players on your team can give you some coaching, give you some tips, particularly if you're a new player. And also you get to play players that you ordinarily wouldn't play, you know, players in the other teams. There might be four or five of those.
Yep. With that competition then, does that mean, you know, eventually the Muswellbrook Squash Club would play against Scone or Denman or that sort of thing, or is it just internal?
Look, that's what we'd want to do, and there's been some interest in that already from Scone. You know, when the courts open, they want to come down and have a tournament, you know, on a weekend where it's, you know, club against club. So that's really good. That'll bring some more people or more players into town.
Chris, when it comes to playing competition at the club, is it just on certain nights? Is it on the weekend?
Usually we do it on a midweek, and the nights that we will allocate is Tuesday and Wednesday night, and that will actually complement other clubs, so we won't be treading on too many toes. And open to weekends as well. The courts will be open to anyone that wants to have a social hit or a practice, but for the moment we'll start off on a Tuesday and Wednesday night.
Okay, all right. And if somebody would like to register their interest, even at this late point, although games haven't actually started yet, where should they go? What should they do?
Muswellbrook Squash Club's got a Facebook page, or they can send an email to the Muswellbrook Squash Club at Gmail website, or they can send a text to myself or give me a call and let us know that you're interested. So there's multiple ways.
Excellent. Well, if anybody's interested, they're more than welcome to contact us here at 981 2NM, and I can furnish them with your contact details. I imagine you're going to have plenty of people keen to get back in and playing squash. As you say, it's been quite a number of years since Muswellbrook has had their own courts.
Yeah, that's right. We're really looking forward to it, and so have a lot of players that they just can't wait till the courts open.
Kids can get involved too?
We have a lot of school kids. We like school kids to be involved. With competition, though, it's sort of high school age is what we look for to get involved in competitions, and then as we get more established, then we'll start to look towards getting some juniors involved and maybe some junior coaching and some junior competitions.
Well, the way forward looks fantastic for squash in Muswellbrook. Can't wait until the red tape is cut on the courts and you guys can play your first game. I'm sure we'll speak again around about that time. Chris Augusto from the Muswellbrook Squash Club, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks very much for having me.